There's another thing we were just talking about yesterday. Very windy, very breezy around here. Of course, we actually had possible tornadoes roll through. You know, we had some limbs down and everything. And I stopped for gas on the way home, and I smelled marijuana probably stronger than I've ever smelled it before in my life. Somebody else pulled up into the gas station, and I guess what Chris Tim's saying, the wind was up, and it must have blown right toward me because I was like, whoa.
Did you float toward his vehicle like a cartoon animal in the air?
Yes.
Your feet leave the ground?
Yes.
Take me with you.
Unbelievable.
Hello, kind sir.
I was just like, what is going on? You know, there were like two or three of us there before the smell wafted in. And we were just looking at each other like, what is going on here? And BB Shea and Red Rachel were just making the comment that they smell it now. Well, we've talked about how it's just so prevalent.
You
now.
Do.
It's all over the place.
Now, is this the station where you get your bear bells?
No, I stopped at a different spot yesterday, probably 2 or 3 miles down the road.
Okay.
I was trying to look for the cheapest price, and just they're all the same. It's $3.59. You know, here I am. I bled that tank as low as I could get it, too, before I finally filled up. I'm telling you.
Oh, he's watering it down again.
There we go.
Yeah.
No.
If you missed the last hour of this program yesterday.
Maybe BB Shea's best shining moment.
I mean, I thought about it all night. It made me laugh.
It was a personal attack. It was an attack. It was over the line.
It was a targeted
attack. It was a surgical strike.
It was a surgical strike, and it was over the line, and it hurt me. I took it personal. We were playing match game, and the question was something like fill in the blank.
Something that you water down.
Yes, it was Chris Kelly so cheap he even waters down his blank. Well, everybody else said Diet Coke. And then BB Shea said net worth.
Oh. Oh, which couldn't be more accurate and factual.
You're complaining about gas prices.
You darn right.
Hurtful.
Well, it's all you do, too. Oh, I wear old clothes. Oh, I drive an old van. Oh, look. Oh.
I almost, the last time gas prices were this high, I nearly bought a scooter.
And I'm I'll never forget that era.
I'm going down to Scooter Nerds today. I nearly bought a scooter.
It's almost time to start threatening that again.
That's right. We're getting very close to that. I read this about marijuana. Heavy marijuana use, especially high potency vaping, increases the risk of scromiting, which is an extreme vomiting condition. It's called scromiting. Mm. Scientists are working to fully understand why, but people that ingest that much marijuana scromit like nobody else.
You read this or experienced this?
I've never experienced that. I get some material sometimes. I get it sent to me, and they were like, watch out for the scromit. This can happen.
Have you ever overdosed?
No, never OD'd.
You came close to zonking.
Yeah, I've zonked a few times, but never that bad.
I don't think... You can't overdose on marijuana.
Well, you can with the edibles because that's where people get the nausea and the dizziness.
Oh, okay.
Right? Well, when we eat a whole cake, not knowing that it's...
Not like a bad OD, but just kind of like, I had way too much.
I think that's that greening out thing you guys are talking about.
Yes.
Okay. Greening out.
That's greening out.
That's for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. You ever heard that guy who ate... His daughter, who was like 17, had a birthday cake, and it was weed cake, and her father didn't know it and ate... too much of it.
I got up in the morning and ate it, the entire thing. All I can describe is it was the worst feeling in the world. I thought I was dying.
Okay, that's because it was weed cake. And that was
weed butter, right?
The greening out was weed butter.
And no one ever questioned that man on why he ate a whole cake.
The whole cake.
That's always
I woke up in the morning and ate it all.
That has always bugged me. Ate a whole cake and everyone was like, oh gosh, the weed.
The entire thing.
Can you not taste weed in an edible or something like that?
I don't know. They've been working on it like it's the cure for cancer. Yeah. Like, it just blends in with everything.
They have.
Now, I don't want to single anyone out, but I think there are some people in this room who might have some weed butter next to their Land O'Lakes in their fridges, yes?
Well, it was gifted to us.
It was a gift.
By a P1.
With very specific instructions.
Mm-hmm. I have not put it in the refrigerator.
I know, mine's still sitting out, too. It's probably bad
right
now.
I think so,
too. I feel
too.
Bad about that.
I do, too, but I did not put it in the fridge.
You're not tempted to... use it on the wife's next grilled cheese to have a mild night to yourself. Speaking of zonking out. Hey, honey. Made you a little something, a little treat for you.
She loves my grilled cheese. She's always saying, you make the best grilled cheese.
I always sleep so good afterwards.
Maybe I should just offer her that. Notes from the Oscars. A few more here. Sean Penn was in the Ukraine. That's why he couldn't make the Oscars.
Yep.
Couldn't be helped. He had to go.
Isn't that typically the same date pretty much every year?
Well, I knew when it was coming up. Yeah. The Oscars. Yeah.
Well, you know, when you get nominated, too, they'd probably tell you heavy in advance.
What do you think?
Save the day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you're a front runner, too.
Yeah, exactly. You would think so, yeah.
Got to go to Ukraine. Yeah.
Sure. I picture him in a trench with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. You've won.
Great. Who cares?
Fire the mortars.
Third time he's won. Did you know this? That's some trivia. Michael B. Jordan's father's name is Michael A. Jordan.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's they do that, and now there'll be pressure on him, should he
Michael
have
C.
to make it Michael C. Jordan. Exactly. And a lip-reading expert, if you trust that sort of thing, says that Timothy Chalamet told his sister at the award show at the Oscars to go easy on Kylie Jenner when they greeted each other at the Oscar show.
Ugh.
He said, go easy on her. At least that's what they're saying, he said. But no.
Why would he say that? They must have met 1,000 times.
Yeah, I guess. And
because they've been together a while.
Maybe they don't
get
along.
They probably don't like each other.
Yeah, they might not. Yeah.
But would you say that to someone in public?
Go easy on her.
Well, was he whispering?
He was. I mean, he was just leaning in to hug her and said, go easy on her.
You never been in a family event where you're like, don't say anything?
Right.
You never had to do that?
But usually you do it in the car.
I guess so.
Out where people could. And I guess if you're Chalamet, you just assume people are watching you all the time. So yes. That
yeah.
level
yeah.
of a star.
But the Jenner?
Yeah.
He's had a rough go of it. Well, rough night. He didn't win, obviously, for best actor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was getting roasted for his outfit choice most of the day.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. He was in like an all-white suit.
Mm-hmm.
And but he's now has this kind of like half goatee, half mustache mm-hmm. thing going.
Mm-hmm.
And people were roasting him through the day. My favorite was with the number 5 pick in the 2003 NBA draft. The Cleveland Cavaliers select.
You know, they were saying, I saw this on Entertainment Tonight, he skipped the mainstream media interviews about the movie, the Marty Supreme movie, and did more like sports podcasts. And
yes, he did.
They think that cost him.
I don't necessarily think so.
You know?
No. I think he actually like came out and people kind of have idea about movie stars and stuff. Mm. He actually came out to be a really cool, nice guy.
But what they were saying on Entertainment Tonight is the voters didn't see him. They didn't go to the sports podcast, so they didn't see him on Good Morning America or whatever, and so they didn't. It was out of sight, out of mind, and they didn't vote for him.
I can't vouch for this. I only saw it in passing. But do you want to guess how many people cast votes, ballots for the Oscars?
I haven't. I could. Well, Biggie High Low. You want to do a Biggie High Low? All right. How
it's
many,
not 100% verified, but I did see a figure in print.
How many people cast ballots for the Oscars? Biggie, go.
100.
Higher.
500.
Higher.
1,000.
Higher.
3,000.
Higher.
10,000.
On the nose. That's what I read. 10,000 ballots.
I never would have thought that.
That's what I read.
That seems high to me, too. I thought it was more like 1,000. 10,000 people.
I mean, it's a big academy.
Yeah, I get that. Must be.
But, and we've also learned they don't see the movies.
They don't see the movies.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. Do they not watch the movie? They're only judging it on the media?
Well, yeah.
Wasn't that a controversy a couple years ago that they were saying they should have to watch all of them?
Absolutely. And they should.
It's a stupid controversy in the first place.
Yeah, it is.
Well, those award shows are all political anyway.
Well, that leads you to think that because they don't see the movies. I mean, it's 10 movies.
It's not political. It's more personal.
It's like the politics of the industry.
Yes.
Mm.
I agree with that. There's a one more note on the Oscars. Wendy McClendon Covey was an actress in Bridesmaids, and they had a Bridesmaids reunion.
She used to be on Reno 911.
Right. Very funny, from what I understand.
She's very funny. She's got a show on now.
What's the show?
Is it St. Dennis?
Oh, okay. Is she in that?
Okay.
All right. She was not part of the Bridesmaids reunion, one of the only ones to miss being at the Oscars. So she was asked about it, and she posted on Instagram, no drama here. She had a bad neck lift procedure, so she was in no condition. She had cosmetic surgery, so she was in no
condition.
Owned
up to it.
She said, had my neck done. That's all there is to it. So we know two things. Sean Penn's in Ukraine. She had her, Wendy McClendon Covey had her neck done, and so she was not available to be there. That's just all there was to it. That's it.
You couldn't wear a turtleneck?
You'd think.
To the Oscars?
You'd think. I mean,
she's probably getting ready to cycle into the shooting her next season of her show.
I mean, it is the Oscars. You'd think the Oscars. Go to that. Stacey, you're talking about the Oscars as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that they do receive the videos, and our asked to watch those prior to voting?
They should. They should have to watch them. It's 10 movies, you know, and they should have to watch them in their entirety.
But it's infinite categories.
Well, that's true. But if you're voting for Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress.
The big ones.
The top five, yeah.
Yeah, I think you got to see those movies in their entirety.
I mean, it just seems, it goes without saying.
It does. It does. But, you know, when it comes to, like, Best Foreign Short, how many of those 10,000 have seen all the Best Foreign Short nominees?
Great question. Can't be all of them.
No. You wouldn't think so.
Heard people last week saying they didn't see some of the bigger movies.
Mm-hmm. All true. Do you think that most of the people who vote in the Academy have a lot of time on their hands? Are they now retired actors or directors that have enough time to sit and watch these? And I mean, the nominations come out when 6 or 7 weeks before the awards, so you have to watch them then.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, BB Shea got it done.
I mean, look, I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, he's busy.
And I watched all 10 of them.
You got them all done. Exactly.
He's got a social life. Yeah. He's got multiple jobs.
Yeah. Salsa dancing.
Jeez. Salsa dancing.
All this crap going on. That's exactly right.